Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If you'd asked me last year at this time what the next trend in filmmaking would be, I would not have said silent film. But given the Oscar buzz surrounding the art house movie called The Artist, and a character based on silent film legend Georges Méliès in the Martin Scorsese film Hugo, well, silence might be the hip new sound. The French electronic duo Air was tapped to write a soundtrack to a digitally restored, hand-tinted color version of Georges Méliès' 1902 silent film classic Le Voyage dans la Lune, or A Trip to the Moon. And the band was so excited that they actually went and cut an entire album of music. The new record is also called Le Voyage dans la Lune, and it comes out on February 7th. The members of Air are Nicolas Godin and Jean-Benoît Dunkel. They're with me, and guys, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hello.
Hello. Bonjour.
Nicolas, let me start with you. Scoring this film, scoring films in general is usually something that's done in a hurry. Now, this film has been around for over 100 years.
Yeah.
Were you able to take your time, or was this also a rush?
It was the most rushed thing I ever did in my life, because suddenly they decided to release the premiere at the Cannes Film Festival, and we had 1 month to do the whole thing.
You had 1 month?
Yeah, okay. But we can say we had one life to do it, you know.
Hmm.
That's when you're an artist, that's what you say.
Did you guys grow up with this film? I mean, is the A Trip to the Moon, Jean-Benoît, is this still a famous piece of art in France?
Yes, it was really familiar to us. And I think that at school or during your life, every French people and maybe everybody in the world has seen these pictures of the rocket ship hitting the eye of the moon, and
right,
the moon bleeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's really famous. It's always there in your head.
Now, so it's a silent film, Nicolas, which means the music is the entire focus of our ear.
Yes.
You know? So
that's why it's so different from a normal soundtrack, because in a normal soundtrack, you compose one theme and you play around this theme during the whole movie, and the director wants you to write the theme of the movie. But for the silent movie, each scene you need to have a different piece of music, so you cannot repeat yourself, and the music is the dialogue itself, so it needs to be super well synced to the image. Like if someone speaks in a movie, you need to see his voice with his mouth in the same time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of technical work.
Well, the result is this album called Le Voyage dans la Lune, A Trip to the Moon. Here's a little bit of the music composed by the members of the French band Air. That's called Parade from the band Air, from their forthcoming album called Le Voyage dans la Lune, A Trip to the Moon, inspired by their soundtrack to the 1902 silent movie of the same name by Georges Méliès. So, Nicolas, it's a 16-minute film. How do you get a whole album from it?
Because first, it's the extended versions on the album of the song, of clips of the song. And also, we want to give our own vision of the moon also. That's a lot of ideas related to the moon are not explained in the movie, like the way you float in space and stuff like that. And also, because as a musician, I know how to tell a story on the length of an album.
Mm-hmm.
Not 40 minutes is too long. I think there's two ways to tell a story if you're a musician, either to write one song or either to write an album. But 40 minutes is in between. It's not working, you know.
So it works as a soundtrack to the film. So some of these short cues might just be 30 seconds in the soundtrack, yeah, becomes a full song.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? Okay.
Yeah.
That one was called Parade. And Nicola, at MoMA the other night, you said that Paris in 1902, when Méliès made this film, was like London in 1967 when the Beatles did Sgt. Pepper. What's the connection?
I think it was the place to be, really. All the artists from all over the world, they were coming there, and from and also they were taking as much a lot of drugs, like in London, I'm sure. And you can see it in the movie. You can really feel it. It's very, very psychedelic. And by the time we had this big opium scene, you know, from Indochina, from Vietnam and stuff like that,
right.
It was like... we had the absinthe, we had the crazy parties, we had like les maisons closes, we had the...
I'm convinced.
Yeah.
How do I sign up?
Yeah.
Jean Benoit, what about Georges Méliès has appeared now as a character in the film Hugo? Have you guys seen that film or heard about it?
Yes, I saw the movie with my children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing because the entire movie is speaking about Georges Méliès actually and all his life. And they present Georges Méliès as a sort of old man, and he's really sad because nobody recognized his work, he's forgotten. And that's what happened for real.
That was a true story, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Because the cinema moved on, you know, the cinema went on something different. Mm-hmm. Charlie Chaplin appeared. And so, you know, Georges Méliès was like into filming some theater acts. And the cameras and the shots were outside. After that, you know, they were on boats on other countries, and the entire cinema moved on something completely new and different.
Although Georges Méliès really sort of was the first to do a lot of these unusual techniques to develop some of what we now know as special effects, Martin Scorsese won a Golden Globe on Sunday as best director for the film Hugo, which features Ben Kingsley in the role of the filmmaker Georges Méliès. In this interview, Ben Kingsley talks about some of those developments that that Méliès contributed to the history of cinema.
Part of our movie is about a guy who made movies 100 years ago, and Georges made movies 100 years ago using every single trick at his disposal. I mean, he used black screen instead of green screen. He used stop frame technology. He used all sorts of things that are still being used now.
That's Ben Kingsley talking about Georges Méliès, whose film, Le Voyage dans la Lune, A Trip to the Moon, is the inspiration behind the new album by the French band Air, who are with me on Soundcheck. And Nicola, do you guys see yourselves in a similar situation to Méliès in terms of working with the technology?
Yeah, we are the disciple of Méliès. I think the whole French church generation in Paris, we learn how to make records on our own. We built our own studio. We compose the melodies. We play the instruments. We mix the final result. And it's really, we are inspired by his process. I think so. We could not fail because we were working like he was working.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned before that you were also drawn to the idea of not just the film, but the idea of the moon.
Yeah.
And of course, your breakthrough record here in the States was Moon Safari. So this is like an old idea for you, isn't it?
Yeah, my generation is obsessed by the moon because this is when you've been raised in the 70s, and it was like the main theme. It's all over the movies, and when I was a child, if you pronounce the word the year 2000, it was meaning so much.
Right.
And nothing like that happened really in the year 2000. So I think making records for people from my generation, it's a way to keep this dream alive, really.
So it was back in 1998 that the band Air had this breakout record called Moon Safari, and featuring the single Sexy Boy.
Oh,
song's called Sexy Boy from the 1998 album Moon Safari by the group Air, who are back on the moon with their forthcoming record called Le Voyage dans la Lune, A Trip to the Moon, and inspired by the Georges Méliès 1902 film of the same name. Jean-Benoit, how different is it working with a dead director? I mean, you've worked with Sofia Coppola on The Virgin Suicides. Is it easier when the director's not there to tell you?
Oh, yeah, it's much, so much better because you feel are quiet. Yeah, it's better. I mean, we are quite picky. We don't like to be annoyed. And we are really special people. And, you know, we feel that our inspiration is really precious. And when somebody, you know, asks you to do something, most of the time we don't feel it at all. And we say, yeah, okay, we're going to try. But we know by advance that it's not going to work. But it depends. I mean, but we had like only 1 month to do the soundtrack, and so people, I mean, the foundations that asked to us to do the music, they were, I mean, they knew that they couldn't say anything, and it was a yes or a no, and we've done like the maximum that we could do. Mm-hmm. So
Nicolas, are you not so eager to get that phone call asking you to do another film by a director who's still alive and to get on the phone and say, what do you mean?
Yeah, we're not. It's a real job to be a film composer. You need to really get involved, and you need to do a lot of sacrifices, I think. It's not really our case. We're more like an artist, you know, and we have our own career and stuff like that.
Well, here you have a project that gave you not only a film score, but inspired this whole new record, which comes out on February 7th. EMI is releasing a special limited edition, and we'll leave you with a little bit more from the album. This is called Cosmic Trip. The record will be called Le Voyage dans la Lune, A Trip to the Moon, from Nicolas Godin and Jean-Benoit Dunkel, better known as the band Air. Guys, thank you so much for being
thank
with
you.
Us on
thank
Soundcheck.
You.
Thank you.
This is from their forthcoming record, Le Voyage dans la Lune, A Trip to the Moon, and that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, performers from around the world are flocking to the International Circus Festival of Monte Carlo, where they'll compete for the prestigious Golden Clown Award. We'll check in with a writer covering the event in Monaco, and we'll look at the surprisingly rich history of circus music. Plus, New Zealand-born singer-songwriter Liam Finn plays live in our studio. Don't forget to check out our webpage for archived interviews, playlists, performances, and more. Check out video of Porgy and Bess co-stars Audra McDonald and Norm Lewis and Brooklyn singer-songwriter Sharon Van Etten from our show In the Green Space earlier this week. It's all online at wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Brett Jaspers. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck. Enormous mushrooms. Volcanic explosions.
All of you will be back home safely. So, join us with no fear on our fantastic trip to the moon.